What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given power and gifts, unleash your inner soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become a creator of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Y'all, I'm excited today. I mean, I'm always excited. Recording a podcast has been therapeutic, and especially coming from someone whose main hat is mom and mom life, not even wife life. I mean, I have the honor of making his lunches and I'm super excited. I got to fold his laundry this weekend and I see him, you know, for a hug to say goodbye every day. So I'm pretty much the mom life. And I just want to say that, you know, having this podcast has been an incredible outlet. I, you know, getting to interview and meet other people, hearing other people's stories, I'm inspired. So I do hope that this is something that gives you a little break in your day to remember to come back to who you are. You know, just to remember that you're more than a mom, you're more than your current circumstance, whatever that looks like to you. So today's podcast, we are going to talk about pretty much the shitstorm of mediocrity. Okay. And that is the unintentional life. I'm talking about Groundhog Day, only, you know, it's not the kind of movie that we're going to laugh at. So what are the consequences of sleepwalking through your existence? Because, I mean, how many of you guys, every day you wake up, you drag your sorry ass out of bed, you shuffle through the day like a zombie on a caffeine drip, and you rinse and repeat until death do us part. Congrats. This is the unintentional life. This is where ambition and purpose go to die a slow, agonizing death. Okay. The consequence of living in a fog, if we're going to talk about the fallout, your dreams are gathering dust on a shelf while you're settling for a lukewarm existence that wouldn't even make it as a B-movie plot. And your relationships, ha! Those are dying slowly, just like your soul. You're as emotionally available as a brick wall, okay? You have the fuck it attitude. That's it. You have the fuck it attitude. So you hit the fuck it stage, and this is that magical moment where you realize that you've been sleepwalking. You're about to wake the fuck up because you're not a narcoleptic, okay? Suddenly, you have this feeling of resentment, regret, self-loathing, enough to fuel a lifetime of therapy. So this is not about the pity party. Okay. It's time to grab life by the balls and give it a good squeeze. And we start by dreaming big. Dust off the nasty dream shelf and let's start embracing the chaos of living intentionally. You did not sign up for a life of mediocrity with the side of regret. What does it mean to live intentionally? It's the opposite of what you've been doing. It's the opposite of living a life of chance with a whole fucking side of lack of awareness. What are your long-term goals? Why did you decide to, you know, tune into this podcast? There was a moment where you had an option to listen or not to listen, and you're here. Why did you choose the foods that you did for, you know, the last meal that you ate? If you can't answer these questions without giving it some thought, you are not living intentionally. So today is about making a choice. It's a choice to, you know, live an intentional life. This requires making decisions. You can't have intention without having made a decision. So you have to choose a direction for your life. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to own? What kind of life do you want to live? You've got to make choices and then choose your actions every day in accordance with those objectives. Meaning, if you're in a season, you have a new baby. I've been in the season a lot, six times over. What you want to accomplish is surviving. You and that baby, you're just trying to stay alive. I get that. Outside of that, I'm talking about you, outside of that definition of what it is to become a mom and to be a mom and to be a wife. What are some of the habits you can create to change the direction that your life is headed? And this is going to be one of those very introspective journeys where you have to take a look in the fucking mirror, okay? You have to evaluate and understand who you are. Why do you do the things you do? Why do you fail to do the things you do? And something that drives me crazy is listen, it took me a long, rough, rocky, rebellious path to come to know Jesus, not just know him, but to choose an intentional life that's going to honor him. I have a lot of, you know, embarrassing choices to make up for. My entire coaching business went up in flames because I was selling out to the devil. 100%. I was not staying focused in what it meant to walk in the light of God. I was doing everything but that and making excuses because I thought if I was positive enough and if I brought out enough, you know, inspiration and motivation and people to make a change, that I would be making a difference. And I wasn't. I was just opening the door to, you know, a lot of outside energy, a lot of negative energy that, you know, kind of smacked me. It blindsided me. I just wasn't making choices that honored that journey. And now that I know, and I've been living with that intention, okay, living with that intention, I am not honoring God by staying broke. You are not honoring him by struggling. You are not honoring him by just hanging out and going with the flow. I mean, if someone's going to send their son out to die for you, to literally get strung up on a cross, to be ridiculed, mocked, hurt, beat, broken, to die a suffering death on a cross, you staying a victim of your current circumstances, that does not honor him. So it drives me crazy that, you know, a lot of people turn to try to judge my relationship with Christ because I say shit and I say bitch and I say these things and I talk abrasive. But I guarantee that the habits I have every day, that the life that I'm creating is intentional and it honors him. So my language has nothing to do with my relationship with Christ. It does not. It does not make him love me less. And whatever it is that you've ever done that thinks, you know, that makes you think that you're far away from that relationship, you're wrong. You're never too far gone to come back. But what I do see is a lot of people not living a life of intention, but a life of judgment. You're worried about what everyone else is doing, but you haven't taken massive action on your goals. And if you're someone who has time to judge me because, you know, I have tattoos and I cuss and, you know, I don't do what you think a cookie cutter Christian should do. I don't talk like a cookie cutter Christian should talk. I don't look like a cookie cutter Christian. You have time to judge me. You're not doing enough in your own life. So it is time to take a real big look at yourself and ask yourself, why? Why aren't you living a life that's honoring him, and how can you honor him? Why are you failing to do things that you want to do, but you just don't do them? What motivates your actions? What's inspiring you to wake up and judge other people rather than looking at yourself and taking massive responsibility for where you go and how much you can honor his relationship, how much you can honor him, and even take responsibility for that chance of drawing people closer? If your purpose in judging me and the way I live my intentional life, if your purpose is to pull me further away, you're not. And I guarantee that, you know, that moment you get to heaven and, you know, God's going to check your behavior and say, hey, did you live a life with intention, intentional, you know, love, and did you honor Christ in your steps? And you'd be like, I don't know, but I know that Brandon sure cussed a lot. So is she here or not? He's not going to answer your question. It's not going to be about, hey, did you hear how Brandon used to talk? That's not going to be what you guys talk about. So I want you to take massive responsibility and start asking yourself, what is your intention? What is your intention with your entire life? Not just in the space of honoring God or, you know, even tapping into that power that we have as He is in our DNA, not even unleashing your soul. I'm saying if you really have to start basic, start basic. Like, bitch, why are you heading toward the refrigerator to satisfy your hunger? Okay. Is this to ease your anxiety? Is it to cure your boredom? Or are you literally there to fuel your body in a healthy manner for what lies ahead in the next, you know, rest of the day? Little shit, I want you to start worrying about you. You. I see so many people worried about what other people are doing. So many people questioning, you know, about their relationship with God. And I'm going to tell you guys, I even got called out. I guess there was a point on a post I made on social media where I did not capitalize God's name. And I'm very intentional about that. So I'm not sure where this came from, but this was someone who was just like, you really need to be careful about capitalizing and honoring His name. And it was hilarious to me because at first, you know, I'm defensive because I'm like, I do that. Him, it, whatever it is I'm saying, I capitalize that. But I was being judged because I made a grammatical error. And if you looked at this person on a personal level, there's not one part of them that is walking with that intentional light of God. They are not out there trying to share the love and trying to get people to embrace the better version of themselves. And I'm not saying that in a way that I'm better than anyone, because I am not, you guys. I am absolutely, if I was perfect, I would not need Jesus. Okay. If I was perfect, I would not need this episode, this podcast every single day to be able to grow through this process. I am right here, ground floor, sweating it out with the rest of you guys. You've got to stop the judgy behavior and worry about you and your intentional life. Evaluate all of your chosen behaviors. I was going to say avoided behaviors, and then I decided to say chosen, and it just ended up as chosen. You got to look at your shit. The habits you choose to do every single day, are you honoring your body? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing something outside of your current, you know, personality traits, your current hat, the hat you're wearing, okay? I'm wearing the mom hat. I step into my office to put on a different hat. Okay. I'm not a mom in here. But you've got to check everything, even the things that you avoid doing. You have to learn what makes your brain tick. And if you really want to get off of this cycle, this hamster wheel of bullshit, you have to know your values and beliefs. Knowing these things, that's what makes it easier to live intentionally. If your core values and beliefs are that which you say they are, every time I see you share that post of, you know, it's on God's time, I'm putting it in God's hands, are your core values and beliefs in alignment with actually serving that and honoring the life that He's given you? Knowing that, it makes it so much easier to live in intention, to live a life based on contribution, honesty, love. Maybe you have a belief that everyone should be able to read, and that's your passion. That's going to be what guides your life. Maybe it's your belief that everybody should be able to play music, and that's your gift. That's where you're going to be out guiding people. Whatever your values and beliefs are, you prioritize this, and it makes a lot of your decisions very obvious. Very obvious. Intentional living means that you're putting pressure on yourself for that effective action over comfort. So it's not about what feels good in this moment. It's about what's going to best serve this long-term goal that I have. What is best, you know, what is the best move for me to make right now that is going to be effective in the goal? You have to have a higher purpose more than you desire to take it easy. And then every day you ask yourself, is this the most effective action I could be taking? And you've got your habits. This shit develops on its own. It's important that you're choosing your habits. No one is forcing your habits upon you. You understand that. We freak out because we don't have control of shit. But the truth is you do. Every single day, you get to control your habits. How you spend your time, what you're doing, you control that. And most of them have done it on its own. You have to choose them with intention. And these habits have to honor what it is you're setting out to do. If you want to create a podcast, you have to get in the habit of reading. You have to get in the habit of expanding what you know. You have to get in the habit of having conversations with other people. You have to get in the habit of showing up and being disciplined. You want to start a podcast, you can't have the habits of binge watching Netflix all day and just hoping that an episode falls into your lap. You have to be intentional. Habits mask your intentions by removing the thought process from the equation. Know your intentions for every single day. I have a day of intention where I don't do shit. That's my intention. Like I go hard all the time. And unless you don't think cleaning my kitchen, you know, after 3-4 meals a day is going hard, or maybe not doing the laundry, my version of my life, I go hard. Okay. I go hard. So I have this intention of, you know, the habits I want to have, the commitment and dedication I have to being able to grow and expand my mind, to learn more, to always be a student, and to be able to share my journey, no matter how, you know, no matter how it works out, or how ridiculous I could look, or how impossible it could be to start on day one, no matter what that is, I know my intention for every day. I know this day, exactly what I have to do and what's on the schedule. And then I literally set up a day where I have no intention. I read books. I play video games with my kids. I do nothing. I don't get dressed. So you set this intention of what you want your days to be. And I know that my intention on 6 days of the week is fire. It is fire, and it is bringing me closer to my everyday vision. So I'm not saying every day has to be 100%. Set the intention. I know there's no expectation one day a week. I'm a vegetable, and it's incredible. It's a beautiful, I love it. Those are my favorite days. And maybe you have, you know, this intention of writing a book. What habits are going to get you to the point of putting pen to paper? And it's not every day just hoping something happens and hoping a book comes to mind and hoping that, you know, your computer types it out for yourself. It's about owning that and saying, okay, if I set a timer and I write 5 minutes every day, I'm moving my habits towards that intention of being a writer. Querying agents every single day, because you know that's setting the intention for being a writer. Maybe you have this, you know, intention of having financial freedom. Maybe you want to be debt free. So here you set the intention of saving more money so you could pay down your debt. Maybe it's avoid, you know, frivolous spending that's not necessary. Maybe it's picking up a side hustle, joining Brandon's Marketing Mavens that is available. You guys, it's open for business. I sent out some emails. If you're not on my list, make sure you sign up at brandonlinette.com. You've got to be proactive. You know, if your lease is ending, you know, you have to start looking for a new place. Otherwise, you wait till you're out of time and then you don't have a lot of options. You're not living intentionally. You're forced to roll the dice and take whatever you can find, whatever that is. That's the opposite of intentional living. What is the number one cure for everything in life? It's mindfulness. Okay. Want to cure what ails you? Become mindful. Okay. That is the key to living an intentional life. You have to be mindful. Do we know the definition of mindful? It's not just a trendy buzzword for pretending to give a shit about the present moment while, you know, secretly plotting your husband's murder, okay? It's about embracing the beauty of the present moment, okay, with a calm heart, open arms, curiosity. Like when I microdose, I get that feeling of like a warm hug. And this is what you're doing to your mind when you bring in mindfulness, okay? Every breath means something. Every sensation means something. Every experience is a gift. I'm literally, you know, on the floor playing Barbies for the third time today. And I'm looking at my 5-year-old because I know time is fleeting. And I just am like, can I just hug you? You know, and she's annoyed. She's like, can we just play? But I see that and I'm just taking in that moment. I'm locking it in because there's going to be a day that I truly, truly miss it. And it's about feeling, you know, that overwhelming sensation of just love for her. It is that moment of like, I could hear her little, you know, giggles and everything that I'm feeling in that moment, I'm there. I'm not worried about, oh my God, I have to go do this podcast. I have another interview coming up. I'm not in that moment. And even now, I've got several interviews scheduled today. And I know I'm here in this present moment. If I was worried about what was coming next, I would not be serving you with integrity or honor. I'd be doing a disservice. What's the point of someone throwing up a podcast if they're just distracted the whole time? Your heart's not in it. It's a beginner's guide to stopping your brain from acting like, you know, a fucking hyperactive squirrel, okay? You're tuning into the present moment, even if that means you have to tell your thoughts to shut the hell up, okay? That's it. It's the Zen moment. It's the real peace. It's being here. It's not worried about what happened yesterday. It's not worried about what's coming. You have to be mindful of your intentions, your thoughts, your actions, and your goals. With everything you do and everything you say, be in that moment. So before you make that judgy post or you question someone about what they're doing, I want you to figure out what the fuck you're doing. I want you to figure out what you're doing with your life. And I don't want the bullshit excuse of like, I'm too old or this happened to me. Wah, wah, you hear the violin playing? Me either, because it's not there, because no one gives a fuck, okay? No one gives a fuck about your excuses because there are people that are far off worse than you that are doing more than you. Take that with you today when you look yourself in the mirror. There are people that wish they had the opportunities you did today. Absolutely. You've got to be mindful of your intentions, your thoughts, your actions, and your goals. Find out who you are and where you're going in this moment. If you are someone who is mindful, you can't avoid intention. You're there. An intentional life creates as a co-creator, as someone who signed up for this experience. You're in the meat suit. That's what we call the human experience. You're a creator. An intentional life is something we create, we cultivate, we nurture. You have to start making conscious decisions and learn to question your thoughts and actions. Be aware of your desires and choose your behaviors accordingly. If you don't choose your habits intentionally, they're going to be the bane of intentional living. Be mindful and take responsibility for your results, because that's where you're going to find more of the results that are pleasing to you. A life of intention is about the legacy that you can leave behind. A life of intention isn't about checking off boxes or chasing fleeting pleasures, okay? It's about weaving a tapestry of purpose, of passion, of connection. And in this existence, each decision, each action carries the weight of intentionality. It's the difference between just existing and really living. That's it. That's the messy beauty of being human. You are writing another chapter of your story. I want this to be a new testament to the power of your intention to live full, to love deeply, and leave the world a better place than you found it. We can't control what everyone around us is doing, but you could take massive responsibility for the impact you have where you are. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Flawed, fantastic, and fucking beautiful. Brandon Lynette here, reminding you of your potential with the side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.